KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 1 degree above zero here in Atlantic. We finally broke the zero barrier. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. There is still a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties in our listing area. And for Cass and the remaining counties, the wind chill advisory is in effect until noon today. In the news, sheriff's officials in Mills County say a man from Malvern was arrested Sunday afternoon for domestic abuse assault. 38-year-old Mark Jarecki was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 41-year-old Ryan Wood of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested Friday on a warrant out of Madison County for failure to appear. He was also being held in the jail without bond. Sheriff's officials say there were no injuries reported when a vehicle driven by Carrick Moyers of Red Oak went out of control on an ice-covered Highway 34 Thursday night. The vehicle partially rolled into the South Ditch that same evening, and not much longer later, the collision involving vehicles driven by Brett Shepard of Malvern and Charles Edwards of Shenandoah occurred. Authorities say both vehicles were traveling east on Highway 34 under freezing rain and black ice conditions when Edwards' Dodge was unable to slow in time due to the weather conditions and collided with the rear of Shepard's Chevy. There were no injuries reported. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Well, the Harlan Community School District's Board of Education last week approved a resolution for the Vision Iowa grant program. The board approved the final motion pertaining to a $200,000 Vision Iowa grant that was awarded to the school district in November. Superintendent Justin Wagner said the resolution was a final necessity in order for them to obtain a grant.
There are four items that they would like to have back from us. One of them is some tax information. The second one is the total completion of the amount of money raised, 1.528. We needed $600 more, and that's been done and been sent to them. And then there was two other things, a resolution from the city, which has already been passed, and we have the minutes for and signed. And so the last one is the resolution from the school board, basically saying that the school district is accepting the funds and that we will adhere to the grant agreement.
The board on Friday also heard a presentation from FEH engineering consultant Matt Basie with regard to the Merrill Field renovation project. Basie said there would be fewer seats than bleachers, but there is room for future expansion.
But basically what we started with was we knew that the turf was something that was going to be done, the track resurfacing was going to be done, and we wanted to try to closely match the amount of seating that you already have for the budget that you have. So what we've got here shown is around 2,400 to 2,500 seats, which is a few less than you have now. But we're also going to give you options to maybe add some seating later if it doesn't quite fit in with the budget now.
The reason for the possible reduction in seating is due to discussion about whether or not to remove some seats in front of the concession stand to open up the field more. The project is not complete as of yet because the numbers continue to fluctuate as well as the plans have not been finalized. No board action was taken to finalize the project. However, Basie said the plan is to move forward quickly.
The kind of plan for getting the project going and under construction is that we're looking at maybe a public hearing on January 6th, around January 6th, which is a board meeting for you. January 20th, you would be back to adopt the plans and allow me to send those out for bids. Then we would have bids coming back in mid-February around that time. And then the contractors could start work around the first part of March.
And Superintendent Wagner said a public hearing would indeed be held on the Merrill Field project as part of the board's January 6th meeting. The Nebraska nuclear plant that sat idle for nearly 3 years while regulators evaluated problems should reach full power sometime tomorrow. The Omaha Public Power District received permission December 17th from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to restart Fort Calhoun. OPPD spokesman Jeff Hansen said the restart process that began last week has gone smoothly. Fort Calhoun initially shut down for routine maintenance in April of 2011, but significant flooding that summer, a small fire, and a series of safety violations forced it to remain closed for an extended period. The utility has spent more than $180 million as it addressed more than 450 concerns at the plant, and federal inspectors double-checked the work. The repair bill may grow because that cost estimate just runs through November. An ethanol plant that will make fuel from corn cobs, leaves, and husks is on track to start production early next year. The plant located in Emmitsburg is a joint venture of Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based Poet and Royal DSM and a biotech company based in the Netherlands. It is designed to make 20 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol per year. Poet DSM board president James Moe said testing of each part of the process is required because it is new technology, and that process will begin soon. Hiring has begun with postings including jobs for a lab technician, material handlers, and an accountant. Farmers in a 40-mile radius harvested 100,000 tons of corn plant material this fall to operate the refinery through next fall. The farmers are already signing contracts for the 2014 harvest. Several upper Midwestern states are dealing with higher propane prices because of supply problems in recent weeks. Farmers use more propane than usual to dry the late harvest of grain that came out of the fields too wet. Rural households not served by natural gas lines dipped into propane supplies early due to colder than normal temperatures. And the Cochin pipeline that carries propane to the Midwest from Canada closed for several weeks, stalling the supply to the region. The supply problem has driven prices 14% higher since mid-November in Iowa, where customers pay $1.88 a gallon. That's 34% higher than last year. Propane's up 15% in Illinois in the last month, 13% in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and 12% in Nebraska. Of the 64 Rotary Clubs in the southern half of Iowa are helping to finance a shipment of food to the Philippines. 1.5 million meals were made by the outreach organization and a couple from Union, Iowa, founded to feed the hungry. Jackie Mott is the executive director of the business development for the nonprofit.
Lloyd Hammer and Kathy Hamilton, who are the co-founders of Outreach, when the typhoon hit the Philippines, just knew they needed to do something.
Meal packaging events were held in Minnesota and Missouri.
And Rotary stepped up to the plate to help with the funding to actually ship the meals over to the Philippines.
The meals are being loaded into huge shipping containers. They were yesterday in Des Moines.
It's pretty costly to be able to send things over to the Philippines because it does have to go by rail and then also by actual freight, and takes about 45 to 60 days to get to the Philippines.
Rotarians in Manila plan to meet the containers and monitor distribution to ensure the meals get to disaster victims. Mott says this project fits with the Rotary's core mission, and that's why the Rotary Club in southern Iowa and other parts of the country are helping to pay to ship the meals to typhoon victims. Iowa residents are hurrying to buy health insurance on the Federal Marketplace website before a looming coverage deadline. Experts helping people enroll in plans say Monday that they have been getting busy helping people in recent days. The deadline to sign up on the Federal Exchange for coverage that starts January 1st was Monday, but federal officials have now officially extended that deadline through today. Iowa is one of 36 states using the federal enrollment website. The grace period for enrollment is one of the many adjustments during a troubled rollout for President Obama's health care law. Nicole Koch, a navigator with the Visiting Nurse Service of Iowa, says that an extension will benefit those seeking insurance. She says it gives people a little more time to plan. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, large crowds have begun gathering in the biblical town of Bethlehem for Christmas Eve celebrations, and hundreds of tourists are packing the town's manger square. The nearby Church of the Nativity sits on the spot where tradition says Jesus was born. Merry Christmas Eve from 260 miles above our heads. The two space station astronauts are making a rare Christmas Eve spacewalk right now to repair a cooling system. The American astronauts are replacing a faulty ammonia pump. That's their second spacewalk in 4 days. Roads are still slick and crews are trying to get the power back on to many utility customers from the Midwest all the way to the northeastern part of the country. And as of this morning, more than 370,000 homes and businesses were still without power in Michigan, upstate New York, and northern New England. More than 500,000 customers had initially lost power in last weekend's storm. The United Nations says it's discovered a mass grave containing about 75 bodies in South Sudan. The UN's human rights chief says the grave was found in Bentiu, in the country's oil-rich Unity State, and he says at least two other mass graves are reported to have been found in Juba. Thousands of civilians have been seeking UN protection from rebels loyal to the country's former vice president. News time is 8:10.
I told you this house was too good to be true. We haven't even been here a month, and the furnace won't start, the toilet keeps backing up, and the bathtub has a constant drip.
I told you I will fix everything this weekend.
No, that's what you said last weekend before the toilet broke. And remember the last time you tried to fix the furnace? Yeah, the fire department had to come, and we were the laughing stock of the whole town. Seriously, if you don't call Bob today, I'm going to stay with my parents.
Hi, this is Bob at Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, your local train dealer in Fontenelle. Let me help you keep the fire burning in your marriage and not in your basement by completing all those honey-do lists for you. No job is too big or small when it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing. Just call me at 1-877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Terrell Klon, age 71, of Oakland, died on Sunday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Terrell Klon will be held Thursday at 11:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Christian Center in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Beulah Vaughn Beatty, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beulah Vaughn Beatty will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Wagner, age 85, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Wagner are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Margaret Marie Martin, age 92, of Hancock, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Martin will be held at a later date, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.